and welcome back to Lounger with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
Now, some of you, if we have any avid listeners, may have noticed that we didn't do a podcast last week, and that's because due to the whole coronavirus business, we're not as busy as we usually were, so we don't really have too much to talk about all the time, so we gave it a little hiatus, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we're thinking we might push the podcast to once every fortnight, or maybe once a month, depending on how busy or how much reading we've got done.
Yeah.
But I'll always notify you on Twitter
if we've got any important activities that we've got to talk about.
Yeah. So in the month of October, we celebrate the Big Draw, which is a huge drawing charity. And in October, they always boost the profile of it to get everyone drawing because they say it's the universal language.
Yeah.
And we always run our own little in-house competition to support art. And this year, we've chosen the theme of designing your own flag. Because last year, we did mythical creatures because we had Alexandra Shepherd coming in.
And the year before that was Halloween creatures.
Yeah. So we've done flags this year because we're travelling around the world in 180 days, aren't we?
Yeah. So I thought it linked quite appropriately to that. So they basically, they've got to personalise their own flag. So put a bit of their, whatever they like to do. We did one, didn't we?
We did one. You can see more about our flags and what we're doing on our YouTube channel. We did a little promotional video, which currently has 8 views and 1 dislike, so I know the kids are loving it. They're loving it. The life of a librarian. So yeah, so we're doing the Big Draw, and that's how we're promoting it to the rest of the school.
We're actually becoming film stars, aren't we?
I know,
because
I feel
of
famous,
all these videos we're doing.
I'm waiting for people to come ask for my signature. We also got a new display.
Yes.
And we're going to mainly talk about the books that we've got on our new display and why we chose them. So October is horror.
Yeah.
It's Mental Health Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gone for books that hit all those brackets to celebrate those key dates.
Yeah. That's what we usually do and what we like to do, try to link it with something in the month.
Yeah. So one of the books on a new display is Run Rebel by Manjeet Mann, and I finished this last night, and it's a book done in verse, and it's about a girl who lives in a very abusive household, and her father's very much of the view that girls are useless and they just need to get married off and look after the family and look after the man and not get an education. And it's all about her starting a rebellion and a revolution to become her own woman and not be restricted by these outdated laws. And it was good. When it started off, I was like, oh, this is a bit slow. It's a bit too much about her liking this boy. But I think the book was drawing you in to be like, oh yeah, she's just a normal teenager. And then it hit you with all of this domestic abuse and all of these just things that you don't see in the world, if that makes sense. It was all behind closed doors, and I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, the author at the back said that she chose verse because you can really hit a powerful message with verse, and I think she's right. It did get very good, and then I didn't put it down.
I think students are really enjoying these verse books, though.
Yeah, because they're really easy to read, but they also convey a feeling.
Yeah, and they do have a massive impact, I think.
You could,
like the author says, you can put a lot into that verse and it just hits you.
More so than if you were to read like a stream of consciousness or whatever.
Yeah.
Like this, the way that she's played around with the prose, like she's gone for bold in some pages, she's got different colours. In other ones, she's like put the words all disjointed because the character's having disjointed emotions. But we put this one on the display because we're celebrating Black History Month. And although the character isn't of that ethnicity, she's still in.
She's a BAME character.
She's a BAME character, so we wanted to celebrate that.
Interestingly, I'm going to talk about Clap When You Land, which is also done in verse.
They're very popular.
Yes.
I'm enjoying them. I feel like I can read more books.
Yeah, well, because Elizabeth Acevedo had written The Poet X, and we really enjoyed that, and it was a well worthy winner of the Carnegie Medal. Obviously, this was going to be a good read as well. So, Clap When You Land is based around two characters. One's called Camino, and she lives in the Dominican Republic, and the other one is called Yahara, and she lives in New York City. And both girls are linked by the fact they have the same father. but they don't know this to start with. And it becomes apparent because the father dies in a plane crash. It's mainly Yehera in New York City who delves into old letters and realises he's had another life in the Dominican Republic, because he doesn't spend all his time in New York City. He flits between the two countries. So, of course, that is when Yehera decides to contact Camino, and the relationship starts there between the two girls. I really liked it. I loved it because I'm into books that are giving you a little bit of another country's culture.
Mm. And takes you somewhere else.
Yeah, takes you somewhere else and just gives you a little bit of life somewhere else. Yeah, so I liked it. The food, you know, they mentioned the food, the language, culture, things like that. It's great. So I did enjoy the book. Highly recommend it. The great thing about the verse books as well is students feel like they're reading a really big book.
Yeah, because they pick up a book that has like 500 pages, but it probably has less words in it than a 200-page book.
But they just feel like they're reading a good book, don't
yeah,
they?
And I think they're great. I've not read a verse book that I've not enjoyed.
No, I haven't either.
No. Another one on our new display is Evil Emperor Penguin by Laura Ellen Anderson. And I put this one on because it had evil in the title. And it's October. And this comic book is very much like Despicable Me. I was reading the whole thing thinking, oh my gosh, this is Despicable Me. Because it's about a penguin that wants to take over the world, but all his inventions kind of go wrong and actually benefit the world. And then he gets this pet cat, but then the cat's actually an evil mastermind, and then it's like Despicable Me 2, and he's like trying to fight this cat. It's just really silly. It's perfect for year 7, I think. Maybe from like year 5 to year 8. Because there is actually a lot of text in there.
The pictures are gorgeous,
aren't
they?
They are gorgeous, because there's a lot of panels on each page. Yeah. It's a proper comic.
Lots
it's not
of
a graphic
colour.
Novel. Yeah, lots of colour. And the stories are just really stupid.
Yeah.
They are so stupid. And I just love it so much. It's my humour. I read some reviews on Goodreads and they were like, oh, I don't think it's funny. And I was like, what? What? How could you not think it's...
like? Do you think like a year 7 then, Miss Jones?
Yes. I think like Evil Emperor Penguin. I just thought it was hilarious. I remember I was reading this in the staff room and I burst out laughing and you were like, what's so funny? And I was like, the penguin has got a mini Oyster card because he's travelling on the London Underground and he's in like a little trench coat. And you were like, I don't get it. And I was like, but he's holding an Oyster card. But anyway, love it. I really love it. I'm going to sell this book so much because I think it's really cute. And I love the illustrations. Like, there's unicorns in it. It's just...
I think it's going to be a massive hit.
I think I would love to speak to Laura Ellen Anderson and be like, what is going on in your mind?
I wonder if she's doing any more. She's done any more.
I think she has done some more. Yeah. I think it's like a little series, but I just love the art.
Yeah.
The art style is fantastic.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my little cheeky read that I've put on because I just think it's great.
The next book we're going to talk about is Can You See Me? By Libby Scott and Rebecca Westcott. Libby Scott is actually a girl who has autism. Mm,
and it's based on like, her diaries.
Based on her diaries. And I really liked reading this book because...
Yeah, you loved it. I mean, we've spoken about this one before at length.
Yeah.
Because I remember you were saying on our podcast that you're considering it for a year 7 read.
Mm.
We were kind of going backwards and forwards on the idea.
Yeah, I just think it teaches you so much about autism and what to expect and what to look for and how to be around that sort of person and understand them a bit more. And that I just think that book gave out some good understanding. I did like it.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And you've seen that there's a second one. So you're buying it with our Scholastic rewards.
Yes, I bought
you're like,
it.
Yes, I want it.
Want it, yeah. I've got one girl that she is autistic and she's coming in and borrowing all our books about autism and really enjoying them. And the girl is actually, that I was just talking about, she has reserved it already. She's asked, I did give her a little preview of it. And she's desperate to read it.
So a book that I'm currently reading at the moment, which is going on the new display, is called On a Scale of 1 to 10 by Celan, I think it's Celan Scott. Sorry if I've pronounced that wrong. Could be Kaylin. And this is a book about mental health, so it kind of fits with Mental Health Awareness Week, but it's self-harm, suicide, and it starts off when she's in, not an asylum, but she's gone on like a retreat, it's like a rehab retreat to get better, because her best friend went missing, and I think her best friend and her had like a suicide pact, but she didn't follow through. So it's kind of almost got a mystery within it.
Oh.
But she's there and she's meeting people that have other mental health illnesses like bulimia and anorexia and stuff. But I'm currently reading it because with books like this, they could be quite triggering.
Yeah.
Any book about mental health, I think it's really hard to write it without having triggering language. So I'm currently reading it at the moment to make sure that that's not the case, but we have put a senior fiction on it.
Yeah, I quite like to read it as well.
I think you need to have that maturity to read it and not be like, ugh.
The front cover's really cool, isn't
it? It's great, because when you go for, like, therapy, you get given this
scale of 1 to 10,
and everything has to be rated 1 to 10. So I think it's really good, and it just shows, like, how your mental waves respond. So at the moment, I'm really enjoying it. It's very gloomy, but I'm really interested in the like mystery side of it.
Oh, okay.
And what did happen to a friend, and what was the build-up of events to that, and if the main character will get better.
Oh.
So I'm enjoying it, but I'm only about a third of the way through.
Yeah. Oh, cool. The last one before I talk about the book I'm reading at the moment that's on our October display is What Magic Is This by Holly Bourne. So Holly Bourne is very popular with our older students, so our year nine students and above. And it's really nice to know that this Barrington Stoke book is, it can be read by our key stage three students and upwards. And I really like this story. It's about Sophia, Mia and Alexis, who are three friends, and they believe they might be witches, so they might be able to cast spells and stuff like that. And it's really a story about finding themselves and being happy with themselves rather than worrying about everybody else out there. And they've all got their own individual issues and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just a nice read. Dyslexia friendly, so quite enjoyed it. I'm currently reading Love, Frankie by Jacqueline Wilson. Now, I don't want you to be offended, Jacqueline, but this is the first book I've read of yours. I know you've written over 100 books, but I was interested to read this one because it's your first LGBTQ book. So I'm having a little read of it, and I'm really liking the character because she comes from typical of Jacqueline Wilson. There's emotional things going on, family issues, tragedies, you know, all sorts of stuff. And Frankie comes from quite I would say a sort of poor household. You know, they don't have a lot, but they have a really nice house and they have a really nice family life. But her mum's suffering from MS. And of course her dad's left and he's with a new partner, and so life is a little bit in turmoil. But she's finding Frankie has developed this kind of love for a girl at school that was actually a bully, but now she's being all friendly towards Frankie, but she kind of doesn't show that in front of her friends. So I don't know, I'm kind of waiting to see what happens.
Waiting for it to blow
but
up.
But I'm enjoying the book. And it's quite a big book.
Yes, it is quite big. She showed me and I was like, wow, that's quite a chunky book.
Yeah. So that's what I'm reading at the moment.
And that's literally only a fraction of what's on our new display.
That's only a
fraction. We've got amazing books. We've got Slay, we've got Truly Devious. We've just got
Malamander.
Loads and loads and loads of brilliant books on that display.
Yeah.
They're going to be spoilt for choice. So we won't be back next week with podcast. We'll probably have a little break, but then we'll be back the following week to talk about our new 50 Fab Fiction. So every year, me and Claire get together the 50 books that we think were brilliant that we read that year.
Yeah.
And we've come up with a new set.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that, because we'll be dropping loads of brilliant books for you to either think about buying or recommend to students. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.